So, Peter, I once had a little dog I named Homie because I found him homeless outside the studios of that show that had Homie the Clown.
Yeah.
And you have Bisbee.
Yeah, yeah, a little chihuahua named after a quirky little mining town in Arizona.
Okay, there you have it. But do names matter when it's a wild animal? A lion named Cecil, sadly killed in Zimbabwe, a 60-something Laysan albatross named Wisdom, a jaguar named El Jefe, who's been videotaped roaming around in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They're superstars. Their social lives, their deaths, making headlines. Is it because of the names? Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us, is here. What does it mean, Vicky, when scientists give a wild animal a name?
Well, hey, Robin. Naming animals, instead of identifying them with numbers, has become increasingly accepted. People may remember that the famous primatologist Jane Goodall was criticized in the 1960s for naming the wild chimp she studied, among my favorites, Flo, David Greybeard, and Ollie. But you may also have noticed that Dr. Goodall's work has held up pretty well, despite that criticism. And since then, lots of new science has amplified our understanding of the thoughts and emotions of animals. And naming them is a way of recognizing that animals are individuals, particularly when it comes to social animals. It's easy to see that certain individuals matter a lot and in different ways to their group. And I got to talk about the merits of naming wild animals with Paula Kahumbu. Speaking of superstars, she is a superstar Kenyan conservationist and ecologist. And I caught up with her at a wildlife conference, the Rethinking Animals Summit in New York City this month.
So I think we're kind of arrogant thinking that we shouldn't give elephants or lions or any other species names. But we know from science that every single elephant is individual. It has a personality and they're unique. Some elephants are playful. Some elephants are calm, like Tim. He's this phenomenal giant who is curious about people. And he'll walk up to your car and he'll watch you and he'll sniff you. He's not just doing it because he's bored or tired. He's really interested in who we are.
So Dr. Kahumbu is the head of a conservation group called Wildlife Direct. She says, without question, that naming of animals is a good way to share their stories with everybody, including local communities like the people who live around Amboseli National Park, where Tim lives.
I know for a fact that Kenyans are falling in love with elephants because they now know that there is this magnificent guy called Tim who is the stud and the heartthrob of all the girl elephants in Amboseli. And every Kenyan who comes to Amboseli, the first thing they ask at the gate is, where is Tim?
But Vicky, does that make them at all a target for poachers? I mean, if you know there's this elephant out there named Tim.
So Dr. Kahumbu believes the attention can actually make Tim safer. I mean, you can't be sure about that, but it was a group of women in the community around Amboseli who suggested designating Tim as an official national treasure. That's pending, but they're invested in many ways in helping to protect him, as Maasai Rangers from the Big Life Foundation, and Amboseli, famous for its elephants, has been doing well. That's also the thinking, by the way, here in the States for groups like Conservation Catalyst, who introduced us to the jaguar El Jefe. A while back, Tucson students gave him that name, and a few months ago, I talked about a different unnamed male jaguar in the state. He's now got a name given to him by the students at the Pascua Yaqui Reservation. They call him Yooko,
really?
And that's part of a longer name that translates in English to jaguar warrior.
I want that name. You know, you also tell us some species like bottlenose dolphins have what are called signature whistles to identify themselves. It starts when they're babies, so maybe we should just listen to them. They got their own names. Vicky Croak, host of WBUR's The Wildlife Blog. Thanks as always.
Thank you, guys.